Blog Talk Radio. This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell. This is our first show of 2019. Can you believe it's 2019 already? I sure as heck can't. I remember the days when I was in high school, and 1984, the book 1984 by George Orwell, was way ahead in the future. So that's a little bit about how darn old I am. Today we have a guest, though, who's a millennial. We're going to the youngsters, and I'm really excited to have him on my show. One of the main reasons is my own personal reason. I hear so much bad news and bad talk about millennials, and it just kills me. They just group everybody into a certain category, and they decide to talk bad about them. Millennials are one of the ones that you just hear a lot of bad talk about. But this guy is amazing. He's stellar. He's an author, and he loves to encourage others through his words, whether verbal or written. His name is Dom Brightman, and he's the author of Going North, Tips and Techniques to Advance Yourself, and he's also the host of the Going North podcast, where he interviews authors from all over the world to leave listeners informed and inspired. Welcome to the show, Dom. How are you doing today?
Oh, doing marvelous. Now that I'm speaking with you, Mari, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling amazing. I'm so excited to start out the new year, and I'm so glad that you chose to come on right on the 2nd of the month. So tell us the story about how you came to do what you currently do, Dom.
Yes, the story of the chocolate millennial, yes. Yeah, so like the Dare to Be Authentic radio show title was kind of funny how things just happened. Back in 2012 when I was 21, on my 21st birthday, I got into this car accident when I was on my way to class, funny enough, and it was just one of those moments where it was like, oh my gosh moment, because that was the same year that I was going through a lot of me, kind of like how the minds predicted that the world was going to end when, truth be told, we just lost 24 months. It was more of a time where it was like a death of the old self of myself at the time, because my father, he was in the beginning stages of dementia. And I was on my job at the time with my 5-year anniversary, and I was going through a tough time where all of that was just compounding together, and I wasn't feeling my best. And funny enough, I went into the leadership section of the library and picked up a book by John Maxwell, The 5 Levels of Leadership, and that led me to another book of his called The 21 Indisputable Qualities of a Leader, which was even better than the first one I picked up from him. And I just read that book, and I got on this path of professional and personal development, and I sought out to read at least 50 books a year from that point, 50 plus books a year. Because the funny thing it was, before the car accident and everything at that time, I wasn't really focused on just reading and developing myself. It was kind of like after just get hit by the blows of life, I realized, hey, I got to change somehow. And I've been working in this library for all these years, and the answer was right in front of me this whole time.
Hold on a second, Dom. You're breaking up really badly on us. I don't want the listeners to miss a word. So go back. Let's see if we can get the sound back, and let's go back to where you said before the accident.
Before the accident. So before the accident, my dad was going through dementia at the time and his beginning stages of it, and I was just going through a hard time at work and realizing that, hey, I have this Acres of Diamonds here the whole time called the library. I was working there for 5 years but never actually picked up a book in this particular area. And after picking up a certain book, I went ahead and started reading, getting on a track of personal and professional development, just getting on that path of just reading more and actually taking actions from those books. And that actually led to joining a nonprofit called Toastmasters International, where you get to ramp up your leadership and communication skills, because a lot of folks go there for the public speaking, but the leadership aspect, when you volunteer for officer roles and oversee clubs in many parts of the district, which can include 5 states, it really gives you that test to see how far you can go and what you can do in a way. It's like a laboratory for leadership. You get to practice and make things explode in an environment where it's not going to cost a lot of people their jobs and whatnot, as opposed to if you're getting paid to do it, it's like, hey, you won't get beat up as bad for that one. So just doing that and meeting a wonderful lady and her just daring me to write a book, because funny enough, at that time, when I was reading all these books, I made a list of all the books that I've read. The best one's called The 100 Books for Dynamic Living. And then I passed that on to her, and she asked me where my book was. And I told her I didn't have a book. I was 23 at the time. I'm like, what the heck am I going to write about? So she just went ahead and dared me to write a book. And I was like, nope. You are way too intense. I am not writing a book. She even offered to write a book along with me, and we'll both get it done 1 year from the day. It was October 2015 at the time. I still said no. Then a few days passed. I go into a Toastmasters meeting. I give a speech, and the speech involved the requirement of a Q&A session. And one of my buddies was like, hey, so when's your book coming out? I'm like, darn it, man. Why the heck are you doing this? This is not part of the speech. So for some reason, I just put my head down, thought about it, then raised my head back up and said in front of the old club, my book is going to be done 1 year from today. So I went ahead and went home. My pen was on fire, wrote 14 pages of content with the Robin Nation period of a good month and a half, got back to the writing every weekend, and then finally published my first book, Going North, after all of that, and actually, funny enough, accepting the challenge and just surprising myself and surprising a lot of folks around me, because it's like, oh, shoot, there's this young guy writing his book, and then other folks just write their books, friends of mine, Mark Hunter, he wrote his book, The Greatest Manifesto, and a good friend, Chris Jordan, he wrote a book called Inspired to Lead, and of course, another wonderful fellow millennial, Christy, she wrote her first book, Top Keys to Weight Loss, and it helped her to actually get more confident with the personal training as well as the volleyball coaching. So it's just amazing what action can do. It's like action is the inspiration. When you take action and it's a positive action, it can inspire others to do something with their lives too. So it's just an amazing thing.
That's beautiful. I love everything you said. I love your story. You just talked about action, and one of the things you said early on is, I read the books, and then I took the action. I mean, we can read books. We can read 50 books a year. We can read 150 books a year. But if you don't ever take a step to do anything to improve your life, nothing happens. So what's really exciting about your story is, not only did you read the books, everybody reads books, but you took the action. And this action is an inspiration. That is really beautiful. I love that phrase. It's absolutely true, because even though in my way of thinking, I take inspired action. I don't just jump on every little thing. It still requires action. It still requires doing. And your story is amazing. To write a book, not even know what your subject was, to just take that challenge and write a book in a year, that's pretty amazing, Dom. Thanks so much for sharing that story. So now that you went through all that, you became a leader. You learned how to become a leader, how to do public speaking. You've written a book. How has your mission changed? What is your mission now?
Yeah, so like action is the inspiration that goes in with my main motto, and that is to advance others, to advance yourself. I read the book called The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace D. Wattles, and I believe it was chapters 8 or 7, one of those two chapters. It talked about the advancing personality. And that just... Not again,
we started
no.
to lose you again. You sound like you're talking underwater. You're not underwater, are you?
Maybe.
Okay. We'll talk about that in the next show. We'll talk about how you talk underwater. That's really fascinating. Okay, so you're sounding good now. Keep going. Science of Getting Rich is where you were at.
Yep, read that book and got to the chapter where it talked about the advancing personality. And it hit me because that coincided with the legendary motivator Zig Ziglar and his famous quote, if you help enough people get what they want, you can in turn get what you want. So my mission is to help a lot of people in the world, just encourage them, because no matter what size or age someone is, they're going to need encouragement. Everybody needs it every day of their life. And it's something that has helped me, because I've had mentors and teachers that have encouraged me in multiple ways. And it's like, let me at least just do that while I'm young and not wait till I'm like 40 or 50. Because life's not promised to anyone. It's not promised to anyone. Funny enough, the pastor of my church a couple years ago, before we collect an offering, he mentioned how during his 10-plus years as a pastor of our church, he preached over 400 funerals. Wow. And it just really hit me. I'm like, wow, like 400 funerals, oh my goodness. So, yeah, you have no idea if this could be your last day on the planet. So it was like, take advantage now of what time you have. Try to help as many people as you can, whether it be through a kind word or writing words or speaking life into someone else. And funny enough, if it could be as simple as a smile on your face and smiling at someone, that could be the only smile they get all day.
True. So true. Love that. Love that, Dom. And it's so funny because I didn't start my path into, more enlightenment, et cetera, until I was well into my 40s. So double your age. Double your age. So when you say, you know, when you're 40s or 50s, I didn't even begin my journey until I was in my 40s. And most of what I learned, I didn't learn until I was in my 50s. So that's one of the reasons I'm so excited to have you on my show. As you start your path so much younger, how many more people can you help? Plus, you're also an example. You're a leadership to other people your age or older or even younger. So it's beautiful what you do. So let's talk a little bit about what role authenticity plays in all of this for you.
Oh, yeah, it's a big thing today. Be authentic, baby. Be authentic like a pleather jacket, not a leather jacket. Oh, I was messing with you, know. But authenticity is a... plays a role in my life, because Going North itself and the upcoming book Stay the Course, they're nonfiction material, so I'm going to be mentioning parts of my life that I've actually experienced. So it's like, okay, folks want to hear your story more than just facts, because of course the classic phrase, facts fade and stories stick. So it's like, I got to be real with myself, and it's like, I got to at least, if I'm going to write nonfiction, especially self-help and motivational stuff, I got to either believe it, do it, or before I even decide to teach it, because if I don't believe it, and if I don't really live it out, then how can I teach it? It's like a pastor preaching on gluttony when he weighs over 600 pounds. I don't want to be that guy. That's really a big part of it.
I like that. And also, it takes, you know, as you take telling your story, and I do nonfiction work as well, as you're telling your story, you're just opening yourself up for everybody to see. It takes a lot of courage. That's why I call this show Dare to Be Authentic. It takes a lot of courage to put out your real life experiences and what you suffered and how you messed up and how you did well. And so I applaud you for that, because it just takes a lot of guts and courage. But at the same time, like you were just saying, people can connect with you. People connect through stories, and that's why on this show I want people to tell the story of how they came. Not facts, like you say, but the actual stories. That's how you connect. I call it connecting heart to heart. Wonderful. So what's the main message that you want to bring to the public, Dom?
Yes, outread your competition to outlead your competition. When you actually read great material and get inspired by it and actually take action from it, you can actually do some great things in life. I mean, it was one thing, and then just actually then keep going and actually speaking and actually starting a podcast and being connected with wonderful folks like yourself, because in today's society, especially in the 21st century, the libraries are kind of forgotten in some ways. And it's like, even though I work in a library, may be a little biased, but at the same time, it's like libraries in a way want to be your personal office, because a lot of libraries have Wi-Fi, where you're allowed to connect online And you got books over there written by folks who can give you techniques to get better at your job or even start your own business. And certain other libraries, they may offer one-on-one help for an hour apiece to help you learn computer skills, get you a job, and things like that. So it's just a way of just to read more and actually do more with your reading, not just read a great novel and then, I mean, that's good and all, but also just make sure you actually do something with what you know. Don't just sit on it and just sit on your hands, and then you get up and then your hands are all numb and you can't do anything.
Okay, we just went underwater, so let's go back.
Yay,
to
we're underwater. Woohoo!
So let's and go
I'm not
back
drowning.
Read more. We're still losing you. You're still underwater, Dom. I don't know what's going on. Let's see if we get you back. If not, you know what?
I'm alive.
We can come back. There you go. We can come back to that in a minute. We're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors, and we will be right back.
Some of us are not so lucky. Some very lucky. I researched and wrote the book, The Careless Driver, so that we as a nation could become lucky motorists. Motorists that don't hit animals, pedestrians, or other vehicles, ever. If there were no collisions, there would be no fatalities, no deaths on our highways and roadways. Please listen. You are invited.
Hello, it's Doc Indy here, your conscious life coach for women. As women, we're always taking care of everyone else, oftentimes to our own neglect. But I'm here to help you change that. I want you to go to mindfulhealthforwomen.com, that's with the number 4, so that you can book your free 30-minute coaching session, and we'll begin to address your mental, physical, and spiritual health. I look forward to speaking with you.
Welcome back to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with guest Dom Brightman. He's a millennial author of Going North, Tips and Techniques to Advance Yourself, and also the host of Going North Podcast. Hope you're back with us, Dom, and out of that underwater cabin you were in. So let's finish up that thought about what was your main message that you wanted to bring to the public on the show.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Read more and do more, baby. That's right. Not Mountain Dew, but read more and do more. Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Oh, very good. Read more and do more. I love that. I'm an avid reader. I always have been. My dad was an avid reader. You know, reading can really change a person's life. My dad was an immigrant from Cuba. I was an immigrant as well when I was a baby. And he did not have the opportunity to go to school. He had to stop school at the third grade so he could work, because their dad had left them, and every child had to work so that they would not starve to death. Yet, you could sit in a room and discuss anything with my dad, anything, because he read from the time that he was a child. He just read and read and read, and he was self-educated. It's an amazing thing. So let's talk about books. Let's talk about your book, Going North. Tell us about that, why you wrote it, and what's the focus of it.
Oh, yes, Going North, Tips and Techniques to Advance Yourself. I like to call it the self-help book for the distracted, because it's a 500-page book that's just only 50 pages of content, because not everybody has time for 500 pages. And plus, only had a year to do the dark book, so it's like, okay, let me just put out what I have so I can meet the deadline. And it's actually been well-received, because it actually reaches some other folks that actually – you got me sold at a rehabilitation center for alcoholics, and one of the guys said, this book is actually pretty good for the folks because it's thin and it's not too intimidating. So they really like, folks don't have time for thick books, because folks will buy the book, but they may not always read the book. And some of the great stuff you'll find in the book is you'll get to find out why your time is more important than money, and more importantly, how to develop a positive attitude, but also how to maintain it, because folks tell you how to get one, but they don't tell you the process of actually maintaining it, because life is going to hit you all over the place. Funny enough, kind of like our conversation before we went live about the whole Mike Tyson quote that everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face. So it's like, when life punches you in the face or hits you with a sweep, you got to be able to get back up and find a way to keep yourself focused and on track. And it's also features the list I mentioned earlier, the 100 books for a dynamic living. So that actually kind of works as a reference to what you'll get into the book. So it's a lot of information, some inspirational stories, also some customer service tips.
Positive attitude. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
that's right.
Really?
Again?
We're losing you again. Yeah, that's why I was talking. I wasn't trying to talk over you. I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry. I think you're back.
Talking
so,
to the mic.
you're talking to the mic. Come on. So I love the part about maintaining your positivity or your good attitude. That part is really important to me, to everybody. Give us one example of how you tell people to do that.
Yes, it goes in Chapter 2, and I like to call it the RAVE method. So it's RAVE, and that is reading great material. There's the reading thing again. Then there's the A, which is audio immersion. Not only reading great material, but also listening to positive material. And then there's the V, which is visual stimulation. So making sure you're very selective of what you put your eyes in front of. So don't always watch the news, or basically when you first wake up in the morning, just turn the news on without actually giving yourself time to actually meditate and just give yourself some time to get acclimated. And then there's the E, which you mentioned earlier, which is encouragement. Not only encouraging others, but also yourself. It's kind of like the positive self-talk thing where you encourage yourself. It's like, hey, I can do it. Or when you wake up in the morning, tell yourself, something good is going to happen to me today. I don't know what it is, but something good is going to happen to me today. I will greet this day with love in my heart. Stuff like that. So just reading great material, immersing yourself in audio that'll give you a good mindset. The V, visual stimulation, making sure you choose carefully what you put in front of your eyes. And the E, which is encouragement, encouraging both yourself and others.
Like we've lost you again. I think you're coming back. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
And encouragement. Okay, I love that. I love that. Rave. I will remember that. And you know, part of listening, to me, part of listening to encouraging things is music. There's nothing that uplifts me more than music. It doesn't matter whether it's classical or it's reggae, or I like all kinds of music. I put some music on, that changes my mood immediately. So that's really great. So let's talk a little bit about your next book. Not only did you write a book in a year, but now you have a new book coming out. Let's talk about that for a little bit.
Yes, ma'am, indeed. So book one, Going North. The following book is going to be called Stay the Course. And the subtitle is The Elite Performer's 7 Keys to Sustainable Success. And this book is the follow-up book because I realized, like, hey, you read my first book, you're going to be promoted in what you do. If you apply it, you're going to be doing better in life. But how do you actually maintain it? And this book is actually the answer to that because last year, I lost my father after a six-year battle with Alzheimer's, and I gained a bunch of weight, over 50 pounds, and not all of those pounds were muscle. And I realized, like, hey, I was a high performer, but, again, those blows of life, it's like, hey, letting all this stuff just pile up on me, I realized, like, hey, I need to find a way to get back on track. And it just hit me. It's like, wait a second. If I'm a self-starter and a high performer, how do I keep that level? And this book is actually going to be the follow-up book to that. So in a way, it just Going North starts you on the path, and then there's Stay the Course, which helps you to keep on path. Because focus allows your losses to mean something. Because if you can rename the moments of your life for the better, then you can actually use that as a lesson. And that's what this book is going to be. It's going to be about the same size, so if you're still a little ADHD, you don't have to worry. This book is going to be nice and anorexic for you, but it's going to pack so much protein of knowledge in your brain. You're going to be so inspired to chase your dreams. Chase it down like Elmer Fudd. And if your dream is basically Bugs Bunny and you are Elmer Fudd, you're going to chase that thing.
I love it. I love your little stories. I love that you're so funny. You know, you're serious about what you do. You have beautiful content. You're a leader, you're an encourager, and you're funny. So you got everything packed into all in one, and I love that. I like it. I like that you are doing the stay the course, because like I call it, life happens. Things happen. We cannot avoid them. You get a phone call, you get a text, an email, somebody.
Don't tell me we lost her now.
And that's what your book is going to be about. You know, do we make a choice to take an action like you talked about before? So now that you've told us about your books, tell us how we get a hold of you and your books.
Yes, ma'am. So Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com. You can head over to DomBrightman.com as well. If you head down to below and leave your email address and your name, you can get a free ebook copy of my first book while you're waiting on book number two. Book number two should be out by February 2019. And also, not only am I also an author, I'm also a show host like Mari Mitchell. So if you want to listen to something while waiting for Mari's new interviews to come out, Going North Podcast features authors from all over the world. Looking forward to hopefully featuring Mari soon so she can be on the guest side of the game, so we can have her in the nice warm seat, not the hot seat, because we're not going to set her on fire. We're going to have her be interviewed and sent some goodness her way as well. So, yep, DomBrightman.com, DomBrightman@gmail.com. I'm on the major social media, so LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. So slide to my DMs if you want some inspiration.
Awesome. And it's Dom Brighton, Brightman, DomBrightmon. And you can also find Dom on my website. He's already there. Just go to LifeCoachMari.com. That's LifeCoach, MARI.com, and he's click on radio show and he's there already, and it also will have a link to his website, but also a link to this interview, so you can pass it on if you liked it to people that you know and love. Great. So Dom, we're down to like the last 3 minutes of the show. Is there one last thing you'd like to say to a listener?
Of course. Everybody's fighting an invisible battle that no one knows about. If you're suicidal right now, I hope that you hold on to life, because you have to realize that everybody's going through something and it's not over yet. There's more victories out there for you. It could be a small victory like waking up and someone giving you a random high five for no reason, or it could be a big victory like getting that promotion you're looking after and working hard for months, if not years. So there's more victories out there for you to get. So don't lose hope. Just go out there and get it. Life may be hard, but it's part of the game. There's going to be some pillow moments where it's going to be a little soft and where you get to relax just for a smidge and actually enjoy the moment. So there's more victories out there for you.
What a beautiful word, and what such encouragement. I love that, and that you call out to people who are suicidal. A lot of times we forget about that, especially at this time of year, even though the year just started. Not the holidays anymore, but if things haven't changed in people's lives, you know, they tend to be discouraged, a lot of people laid off, things like that. So thank you so much for that beautiful word, and thank you so much for being on the show. It's been such a pleasure, Dom.
Likewise. Thanks for having the Chocolate Millennial on your show. Glad to kick off the year for you.
I love that you call yourself the Chocolate Millennial. Chocolate is my favorite thing to eat. Oh my gosh, you're so funny. And you've just been so inspirational. And make sure you check out Dom's website and check out his podcast, because it sounds like an awesome, also encouraging. I love encouragers, Dom. That's why I wanted to have you on my show, because one of the missions of Dare to Be Authentic is to encourage and to inspire. So thanks so much. Have a great rest of your day. And for the listener, thanks for listening in. Remember to pass this podcast on. People need to be encouraged. And Dom certainly has done a beautiful job of it. So we'll have you see you next time on Dare to Be Authentic Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.